pro teams have millions to spend, and they don't always spend them wisely. But when it comes to a great shave, you don't have to shell out tons of cash. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by the shaving industry, with overpriced, underperforming products, and decided to do something better. They found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of the other big brands, so you never wonder if you overpaid. Harry's shaving products look great, and the weighted handle makes shaving feel great too. I like to keep my beard neat, and Harry's always leaves me with a smooth yet crisp shave. Harry's quality is top-notch, thanks to German-engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. And Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry, plus a convenient subscription option that you can cancel at any time. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. That's harrys.com/bluewire for a $3 trial set.
The Soccer Gambling Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is brought to you by Hall of Fame Bets, the sports betting research platform for parlays, player props, and game lines. Download the Hall of Fame Bets app or visit hofbets.com. Use code SGPN to get 50% off your first month and start making smarter bets today. We're also brought to you by Kutt. Kutt is a peer-to-peer social betting platform that's US-based and available in 40 states. Head over to kutt.com, that's K-U-T-T.com, and use the promo code SGPN for a 10% deposit bonus. And finally, we're also brought to you by the SGPN merch store. Get 15% off everything when you use the promo code PLAYOFFS. You are listening to your Champions League round of 16 reaction show, a long-awaited show here on the Soccer Gambling Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. You can follow the Soccer Gambling Podcast on X at SGP Soccer. That is at SGP Soccer. You can follow Sports Gambling Podcast Network at the SGP Network. That's at the SGP Network, and also at Gambling Podcast. That's at Gambling Podcast. And finally, be sure to also follow my other X account, which is at LockBettingX. That's at LockBettingX. The main reason to follow that account is because I post my monthly profit and loss spreadsheet on that account. So the pinned tweet on that account will always be the spreadsheet for the previous month. And if you scroll down, you'll find all of the other P&Ls. They add up to 128 months in a row of transparent and tracked profit. So I've never had a losing month. For over a decade, I've been profitable every single month. In fact, that's coming up to 11 years. I've got 127 months banked so far. This month's definitely going to be 128 because we've just had a monster month with the NFL futures at the front of the month. And we're looking to get to 132 for 11 years of profit without a single losing month. In fact, if you look at the December P&L at the top of it, you'll see that the Champions League futures were added. That gave us a red hot start on our route to winning £4,450 when converted is over $6,000. So we've already had an incredible Champions League season going 7-1 with our futures. We also have two pending and we look to carry that momentum into the round up 16. So if you're interested in lock betting and you want further information, just shoot me a DM at the X account I mentioned, which is at LockBettingX. That's at LockBettingX. But I encourage you to do the research, do that due diligence, have a look through the spreadsheets, have a look how we manage a bankroll, look at the type of bets that we do, and then and only then should you sign up for the service. And this is a massive weekend, by the way. We have the Royal Rumble happening this weekend. I'm setting off to the US tomorrow to watch the Royal Rumble. There will be a podcast for the Royal Rumble on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network on the Fight Show. And also we have FA Cup action. We have a Premier League card, a Premier League match day coming up in midweek. We have the small matter of the NFL Conference Championships, and we have the Australian Open finals this weekend as well. So huge, huge weekend. No better time to get involved. So let's move back on to the Champions League. As I said, had a red hot start to the Champions League this season with our futures players going 7-1. We also won money on a weekly basis. If you guys were getting the bonus podcast or if you're listening on the SGP, collectively across the bonus shows over on Lock Betting and with the shows we were doing for free on the Soccer Gambling Podcast, the locks in the Champions League went an incredible 14-4. If you add the two locks that we hit across the futures, they actually went 16-4. That actually is 80% for those mathematicians out there, an 80% lock record, a 7-1 futures card with two futures pending. So it can't really get any better. Well, you can get 100%, but no one's doing that. But it doesn't get realistically any better than what we've done. In fact, I would go as far to say as what we've done in the Champions League so far this season isn't even realistic, but it is a reality. That is 100% what's happened. And as I said, we'll look to continue that momentum into the round of 16. But we have set the bar very, very high indeed. We'll start by looking at the futures market, which were obviously affected by the draw. Man City got themselves an easy draw. They always do. And they are the 2-1 favourites to win the Champions League once again. Bayern Munich are at 9-2. They've dropped out slightly, but it wasn't from the draw. It's from their league performances. They actually look like they may lose the title this season, and not to Borussia Dortmund, who have always been their closest challengers. It's Bayer Leverkusen, managed by Xavi Alonso, who look like they could take the crown. At the moment, both teams are priced up at 10-11. I still think Bayern Munich will end up taking it, but they're going to have a battle to win the league. And I always think if you really want to challenge a heavy favourite like Man City in the Champions League, you want to get your domestic season done. You want to have that advantage because Premier League teams, despite the fact City always seem to win it in recent years, they have been challenged by Arsenal, they have been challenged by Liverpool, and nobody wins it that early. Whereas the likes of Bayern Munich and PSG, they can win it early and give themselves an advantage in the Champions League. Well, Bayern Munich, they're not going to have that advantage this year. It's going to go all the way down to the wire. Same for Real Madrid in their title race. They're competing with Girona and Barcelona. They're at 11-2. Arsenal are the same price as Real Madrid at 11-2. I don't know how the books came to that conclusion. Arsenal very, very short, in my opinion, in the market. Up next, we have quite a big jump from Arsenal down to Paris Saint-Germain, who are priced up at 11-1. I actually think that's a really big price on PSG because they're very, very strong in all areas and they've got a lot of depth. Obviously, their history in the competition is poor and it goes against them. But given they didn't win their group, to come up against Real Sociedad, who ended up winning Inter's group, I think that's a stroke of luck for Paris Saint-Germain, a big stroke of luck. You could have come up against the likes of Man City, Real Madrid, Bayern Munich, but they avoided all of them. And I think they have a favourable draw here. Perhaps they are going to have a little bit more luck than usual. Perhaps this could be their year. I think they're a huge price at 11-1. Barcelona, big price as well at 16-1. When you consider the fact that they did beat Real Madrid for the league last season, Real Madrid are all the way up there at 11-2. Although Real Madrid have had Barcelona's number recently. And obviously they have a lot more pedigree in this competition. Barcelona in recent years in the Champions League have been very, very poor post-Messi. After them, you have last season's finalist, Inter Milan, at 20-1. Obviously, they're a team who could secure the Serie A title early. I just don't think that Juve, with their lack of squad depth, can keep up with Inter Milan. They've been a machine so far this season. They're strong at the front and at the back as well, and it would not surprise me to see them having another run, although they do have a very, very tough draw in the round of 16, because they have been drawn against Atletico Madrid, who are actually next in the market here at 22-1. Atletico won their group, but there is no reward for them because they were drawn against Inter Milan. I think if you win your group and you're drawn against either PSG and Inter, who were the surprise runners-up of their groups, that's not really a good draw for you. Up next, you have the Italian champions, who certainly won't be champions again. Napoli at 33-1. Dortmund also at 33-1. They were the surprise winners of the group that featured Newcastle, PSG and AC Milan. Sociedad at 50-1, Leipzig 66-1, PSV 66-1, Porto 80-1, Lazio 150-1, and Copenhagen are the big outsiders at 500-1. So I talked about a lot of the teams as we went through that. I think Bayern Munich, they really would have been strong challengers. And I still think that given a second go around last year, I think it was too early for Tuchel to come up against Man City and Guardiola. But I think they could still give them a game. But I do think they need to have the league in hand. You cannot have Bayern Munich fully going for the league and then looking to beat Man City in the Champions League. Man City, they're capable of doing it. They have huge squad depth. Bayern Munich don't. When you're signing the likes of Eric Dier and you're trying to get Kieran Trippier to bolster your squad, that tells me you don't have the squad depth. That tells me that you don't have top-tier cover in every single position. Manchester City do. Manchester City have two first 11s to the point where they can even afford to get rid of Calvin Phillips, an England international, in the January window, because he's probably third-choice cover now for Rodri. That's how strong they are. So it's very difficult to look past Man City. If I was to do so, the two teams I would point to would be PSG and Real Madrid. PSG, they can set up defensively very, very well. I think they're still a little bit lightweight and weak in midfield. That's certainly something they need to address. But up front, they are littered with options. They're littered with match winners. And as for Real Madrid, we know what their pedigree here is in this competition. They have a huge match winner in Jude Bellingham. They also have Vinicius Junior, who scored a winning goal in a Champions League final already. They're solid at the back. They have Carlo Ancelotti as their manager, a serial winner. And on any given day, Real Madrid can lift the Champions League once again, with or without a conventional number nine. So I think for me at the moment, they are more of a threat than Bayern Munich are. I think when you're looking at La Liga, I think for me it's inevitable that Girona are going to run out of steam. I think ultimately they will finish in the top four, which is going to be an incredible season for them. But the real contenders, Atletico and Barcelona, I don't see them getting into it. And eventually I see Real Madrid running away with it, getting themselves in a comfortable position where the league is won with three or four games to spare. Possibly by the time they do play a second leg semi-final in the Champions League. And that will give them a great chance to win that and get through to the final, whether that be against Man City in the final, whether they have to face Man City earlier than that. I do believe Real Madrid will be the winners of La Liga this season. And I think they'll do it more convincingly than Bayern Munich, which is why I like them better. And also, just in general, they have better pedigree in this competition overall than Bayern Munich, who seem to be incredible at destroying their group, which they did once again, but can't actually see it through in the later stages. So that's my immediate takeaway from what the draw has done to the outright market. We will now look at the individual ties. Before we do that, let me take a quick pause to tell you guys about Underdog Fantasy, as Underdog has a way to play alongside your favorite fantasy players all season long. NFL, NBA, NHL, college basketball, and college football. Seem to be higher or lower on your favorite players' fantasy stats and cash in, and you can also win 100 times with some spicy plays. So watch along, make your picks, and maybe make a little cash over on Underdog's mobile app or website, underdogfantasy.com. When you do sign up with the promo code SGPN, Underdog will double your first deposit of up to $100. That's Underdog Fantasy and Underdog and the promo code SGPN. So moving on to looking at these ties. Now, we're looking at the ties. We're not looking at the matches. There's going to be another podcast for that later on down the line. So when we're looking at Copenhagen versus Man City, we're not looking at the first leg where Man City are the 1-4 minus 400 favourites. We're looking at the tie, and we're going to make very quick predictions as to who will go through and to see if there's any bets there that are worth doing. There isn't here. Man City are the 1-33 favourites with Copenhagen at 10-1. So we'll pass on that. We're not going to take Man City at 1-33, but I do believe Manchester City will qualify. So there's an easy start there to that one. Up next, we have RB Leipzig versus Real Madrid, where Real Madrid are the 1-3 favourites with Leipzig here at 5-2. Leipzig not having the best season in Germany. We knew it was going to be a struggle with the loss of players, the likes of Gardviel and Kuku leaving the club. So I just don't see how Leipzig get through here in this tie. It's a short price on Real Madrid at 1-3, but certainly a team I would consider here for a parlay, far better than Man City at 1-33. So I definitely will be considering Real Madrid as a parlay piece. Up next, you have Lazio and Bayern Munich. Much like Man City, Bayern Munich are heavily fancied to come through, although they are not as short as City at 1-33. They are available here at 1-6 minus 600. A little bit of value on them there. Nothing on Lazio as the underdog here at 4-1, but a little bit of value there on Bayern Munich as I just think they'll have too much for Lazio. I think they'll end up winning both legs and qualifying relatively comfortably. So 1-6 minus 600, you could potentially add them to a parlay featuring Real Madrid at minus 300. Next up, we have PSG versus Sociedad. I mentioned already that Sociedad are actually the group winners here, but it's PSG who are the strong favourites to go through, but not as strong as I expected. It's just 1-2 on PSG, while Sociedad here are at 6-4 plus 150. And probably that's a sign of respect because of what Sociedad did in winning the group. But this makes PSG a very, very solid parlay piece if you think they are going to qualify. I think their league form at the moment is exceptional. Obviously, you expect that in France, but there have been blips in the past. There has been a case of there have been cases of PSG just simply not putting in the effort, not having the chemistry. And we've seen blips from them. And PSG, obviously, when you back them, you want to see PSG playing at their absolute best. And that's what we're getting at the moment in France. You can't ask them to do any more than beat what's in front of them. And PSG are beating what's in front of them. They're beating what's in front of them really, really convincingly. And that's what you expect them to do. And when PSG are doing what they're expected to do, that makes them worth backing in this type of situation where they're coming up against Real Sociedad, a team who are very, very solid, but they're not in the same category as Paris Saint-Germain. So I expect Paris Saint-Germain to be able to deal with them and to go through to the quarterfinal here. And I'm happy to take them here at a price of 1-2. Before we move on to the second half of the draw, the next four ties that we are going to look at, let me take a quick little pause here to tell you guys about Kutt, K-U-T-T, not a C, that's a K. And Kutt is the peer-to-peer social betting platform that's US-based and legal in 40 states. Head to Kutt, that's K-U-T-T.com, and use the promo code SGPN for a 10% deposit bonus. Let me also tell you guys about Hall of Fame Bets, where you can stop betting in the dark and join over 30,000 users researching with Hall of Fame Bets to craft more intelligent, data-driven parlays. Download the Hall of Fame Bets app or visit HOFBets.com and use the promo code SGPN to get 50% off your first month today. Start researching and start winning with Hall of Fame Bets. And finally, let me tell you guys about the SGPN merch store, where we have 15% off everything in the store from now until the end of the month with the promo code PLAYOFFS. We are actually competing against other shows for a bonus, so make sure you head over to the store and support the Soccer Gambling Podcast, the show that's made you free money year after year after year. All you need to do to show your support is to head over to the SGPN merch store and get yourself an item from the Soccer Gambling Podcast. We have hoodies, we have t-shirts, and I actually wear all this stuff. Ask Sean and Ryan to send me this stuff all the time, and I wear it all the time because it's comfortable, it looks good, and I like to get my own show out there when I'm in public, when I go to soccer games, and you could support the show by doing the same thing. If you do buy a Soccer Gambling Podcast hoodie or t-shirt, tweet it out to me at the account at SGP Soccer, and I will give you a retweet and I will give you a follow as well.
Pro teams have millions to spend and they don't always spend them wisely. But when it comes to a great shave, you don't have to shell out tons of cash. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by the shaving industry with overpriced, underperforming products and decided to do something better. They found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of the other big brands, so you never wonder if you overpaid. Harry's shaving products look great, and the weighted handle makes shaving feel great too. I like to keep my beard neat, and Harry's always leaves me with a smooth yet crisp shave. Harry's quality is top-notch, thanks to German-engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. And Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry, plus a convenient subscription option that you can cancel at any time. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. That's harrys.com/bluewire for a $3 trial set.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Moving on to the remaining four ties that we haven't yet covered. We start with the tie here between Inter and Atletico Madrid. A very, very tough one to call, and the bookies agree. In fact, you can see when they were priced up in the market, they were right next to each other. We have no favourite here. It's Inter at 10 to 11. It's Atletico Madrid at 10 to 11. I would lean into just because of what they did in the Champions League last year. I think they're going to take this competition a lot more seriously when it restarts. Obviously, it helps if you've got Serie A in hand. They did not take this as seriously as they should have done. They rotated a lot in the group, were happy just to qualify. I think they expected Real Sociedad to drop more points than they did, and ultimately that was not the case. And Inter Milan did not end up winning the group, and that's why they've got themselves a tough tie here. But as we were talking about earlier, Real Sociedad were not rewarded for winning the group. So for Inter, they would have been at PSG, or they would have been at home to Atletico here for the first leg. So it wouldn't have mattered anyway. I narrowly lean them to be able to squeak through against Atletico, who are a lot better now than they were previously under Simeone in terms of an attacking team. They weren't utilising attacking talents they had. They were too focused on defending and stopping other teams from playing. I think finally the penny has dropped. We don't have the defence there anymore. We don't have the players that we used to have, the likes of Diogo, Godin, carrying your back line. And they've decided to play a different style, a more attack-minded style to suit the players that they have. And it's much better from Atletico. And I do have more hope for them doing better in the Champions League in terms of I thought that they would qualify from that group. I thought that they would win that group. But this is a very, very tough draw. But it is a toss-up. And that's the biggest compliment that I can give to Atletico Madrid, because previously this would have been a much easier selection. But what they've done under Simeone, it's far more attractive. It's far more watchable. And this is going to be far more difficult for Inter Milan than I think it would have been last season. Up next, you have PSV Eindhoven, who are absolutely destroying their league in Holland, coming up against Dortmund. And because they're destroying the league, Dortmund are not the runaway favourites here. They are favourites still at 8-13 with PSG at 6-5. But I don't think this is going to be a piece of cake. I think this is going to be down to the home games. If Dortmund can avoid a loss in Holland, I think they can finish it off in front of the yellow wall. In fact, that's exactly how I see this one playing out. Up next, we have Napoli and Barcelona, where Barca are the 4-6 favourites here, with Napoli at 11-10. I think if I was just taking one singular play and was calling it the lock on this show, if the lock had to be a singular play, I think Barcelona at 4-6 is the real standout play. Napoli, an absolute dumpster fire this season. They came in with a new manager. They changed him. They have another new manager. It's not really working for them. They look a shell of the team that they were last season. You have agents arguing with each other. Kvaratskhelia's agent is criticising Osimhen, and Osimhen's fired back, and these two players have to play with each other. The chemistry of last season seems to be gone. The ghost of Maradona no longer seems to be shining over them. And Barcelona are able. I think Barcelona are more than capable here of knocking Napoli out. And I think this could maybe be their primary focus when they realise that they're not going to be able to win the La Liga title. They're dropping too many points. Obviously, you have to forgive them a little bit because they're not actually playing their home games at Camp Nou, and it was always going to be difficult. In fact, Barcelona this season are undefeated away from home, and their defeats have come at the temporary stadium. So that does say a lot for the situation that Barcelona are in. And it is funny to me that Xavi is already under pressure after winning the league last season. But I do think Barcelona come through this tie. And the final one is Arsenal against Porto, where Arsenal are the 1-5 minus 500 favourites. And Porto here are at 3-1. I do think Arsenal are overpriced in the outright market, but I do believe they'll come through here against Porto. Porto have actually got more Champions League pedigree than Arsenal. But I just think this version of Porto is a Porto that is lacking star power. Eventually, we're always going to get to that point with Porto and Benfica where we get sides that lack that star power, have sold too many players. They are selling clubs. We're now seeing that with Ajax in Holland. They always sold players and sold players and sold players, and the current crop of Ajax players just aren't good enough. Eventually, there will be a new crop that come through, but at the moment, they're struggling. And we'll see that periodically with Benfica and Porto. And despite the fact that Porto are through here in the round of 16, I don't think they've got what it takes to knock out Arsenal, who themselves could be primarily focusing on Champions League by February, unless they actually improve their Premier League form and become genuine title contenders, which at the moment they are not, because it's looking like it's going to go back to a two-horse race between Manchester City and Liverpool this season. Therefore, Arsenal's primary focus could be the Champions League, in which case I do see them comfortably getting past Porto. Closing out with your lock on the show, I'm going to take three teams to qualify, a three-team qualification parlay. It's going to be Real Madrid at 1-3 minus 300. We're going to take Bayern Munich at minus 600. And we're going to take Paris Saint-Germain at 1-2 minus 200. If you parlay these three selections together to qualify, you end up getting £233 for a £100 stake. So a £133 profit. We ran through the reasoning as we covered each tie, so no need to revisit that. But I will give you the parlay once again. We're going to take Real Madrid, Bayern Munich and Paris Saint-Germain all to qualify. And collectively, that parlay pays out £133 from a £100 stake. That's it for me. Good luck with all your bets as always. And thanks for listening.